I know we got rid of them in the reserves recently, but they were marginalized.
Essentially, the expertise for convoy operations was with the reserves. And I think by and large, they knew more about it than the Marines.
When you
protection shipping,
basically. And with when you work with the standing NATO
Standard Four.
I'm a West Coaster. Was a lot of that geared towards ASW?
Standard Four Land, of course. By virtue of its composition and the areas where it exercised most of its, primarily in European waters, was a greater balance, the anti-air, anti-ship, anti-submarine. Mm-hmm. Because, you see, the composition of the force was such that you have a Portuguese ship, you have a U.S. ship, very capable AAW, the U.S. ship usually didn't have the greatest capabilities. The British ships would be pretty well balanced in terms of shipping. You might have a German ship, which would generally pretty good anti surface capability, etc. So you always had a mixed force in standard for it. And therefore, your exercise would not just be ASW. One of my jobs when I was deputy chief scout operations was SACLAM, Standard Four, and so it came under my captain Standard
Four. You get a lot of reports from people, or anecdotal stories from people that whenever you had a big NATO exercise, there'd be a few Russian submarines tracking along the fleet.
Oh, I think so. Definitely. I mean, I was the Orange Force commander in the NATO exercise, Russian Sinclair 75. And I introduced some new ideas. First of all, I said there would be sonar silence throughout the exercise. Second, I said we are simulating as the Soviets. We're going to simulate the Soviet capability. We're going to ship missiles over 2 inches, 340 miles, which is the range we have. We will be passive throughout Orange Force, and that included two American destroyers, one of which was commanded by the person who came around and became the chief of naval staff, Mike Burton. But during going back to Ocean Security 75, we would use just passive means and air reconnaissance reporting to us. And we would attack in a fan formation with as much as 100 miles between individual ships, attacking the strike fleet, moving the morning, gaining the information from air reconnaissance and from the sonar network. The British HMS-2 had an excellent passive capability and was holding carriers in great ranges. A in the course of that, we detected a Russian submarine on the surface snorting. Trying to get past it. We also detected that a nuclear submarine sitting there. But it was a fact. Neither of them had satisfied it. So this really a fun exercise, I enjoyed it.
Final question, see how big this one is. What was the general feeling in the fleet in regards to ASW during the Cold War? Was it a little pain in the ass, or did people generally feel that it was important and useful?
I think, by and large, if you went down the road, they said that they were aware that Canada was primarily viewed as an AS Navy and something that we were just then, because there were enough people still around to search for that thing. They felt they were the legacy of the Corvette Navy.
I think that's all the questions I have. Do you have anything you'd like to ask?
The reason that I get talked about that extract from this book is that I cannot see modern warfare that the importance of submarines as an offensive weapon, the importance of being able to defend against them, I cannot see that that has changed. Now, I'm not fully up to date on how all of them, but I just have a sense that when you can do that much damage, and when I see the shots of the Mark 48 torpedo, I realize that the Mark 48 torpedoes have probably sank just about anything that's a joke down there, including the largest of the launchers. And when you consider that Mark 17 carried 18. By 48, roughly, and one class dropped the actual. We at least have the ability to know when something like that is around, regardless of whether you consider it friendful or otherwise, you at least have to know when it's around. But it also applies to the surface warfare too as well. I think it's the different divisions of James are involved in the work in that. This is very impressive name of capabilities out there. You can just see the things.
Are some women getting lots of exercise nowadays?
It really depends on the captain. And, and how hard the ASW officer wants to do training. My personal theory is because of the Falcons and all the losses were due to missiles, that the focus has completely changed, and the fact that anti-air is fast and exciting, and ASW is slow.
Well,
yes, the Falcons get affected. Incidentally, the ships in the exercise, Safari, I probably have one of the last good photographs of Sheffield, just as she was refueling from IAOR. No, it's a British. She was refueling and pulling away, and somebody opened the office too fast, and she lost her main turbines. You can see the smoke belching up. That's a great photograph for Sheffield. One always must be careful of the judgment. And there's also a thing called an SLCM. Submarine launch cruise missile. If you get into the position where you're only defending yourself against the other guy's weapon, then that means he's free to go back and reload and come back and fire again. And eventually, it's going to get you. So you have to be able to get hit. This is why I was a great advocate for harpoon, advocate for standard, but also a great advocate for a good ASW. Got a balanced warfare, just like you have to have a balance of cylinder forces. How about yourself now? How long are you going to be in? Are you going for a master's degree? Or
no, I'm just going for my initial baccalaureate.
Your initial baccalaureate.
I've got a year and a half left after this, one left of my degree.
Yes.
And I'm back into the fleet.
Are you, in what capacity are you going in as an executive officer?
Nope. No, I'll just be, hopefully I'll be an ex-submarine warfare officer.
Okay. And are the ships well equipped for some of them?
The equipment.
As far as Sonarmen?
Sonarmen, it's getting a lot better than it used to be.
Put some good chiefs around?
Yeah. We were really short personnel a few years ago, but it's recruiting's picked up. Yeah. And we have some great training.
Probably some good simulators. Yeah.
And I'd put our sonarmen up against anyone in the world.
Yeah, that's right.
And
that's good news. How about weapons in the water?